Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 23rd of April 2018, and this is the, what is it? The 789th Mole Out Loud, I think. I'll have to check. It is the most gobsmackingly beautiful day this morning. It's still quite cool, but it will warm up. There's no wind. The sky is deep blue. And it's my birthday, so I feel very, very much as if I've been given this day. I'm walking up on Lofty. I'm not sure that I'll do a big walk today, but I'll do. Well, I'll see what I do. I'm not going to confine myself, but yes. But I don't know what I'm going to do. One of the reasons I may not go for a long walk is that I'm carrying this lovely little bouquet of flowers that somebody brought me to the cafe this morning when one of my quiz buddies. Really, really lovely combination of things. It's quite hard to find flowers in autumn here, especially after such a dry summer. But it's that lovely, I think, is it Tuscan lavender? Very velvety lavender and rosemary. And it's a sort of purple and lilac and dark red and grey-green bunch. I think there's some sage in there too, maybe. So it's not heavy or anything, but it will be tricky to scramble and grab at things whilst I'm carrying it. And I don't want to put it in my backpack in case it gets crushed. So it feels quite strange walking with this bunch of flowers. But a very nice thing to have on my desk when I get home. As you know, Mondays are often quite busy for me. I go to Qigong in the afternoons, and go and do my town things, the things that I need to do in town. Add mini things or things that I need to purchase. But today I'm going in around lunchtime because there's this silent reading party that Island Magazine has organised. Island Magazine, where the cave is, are the people who run the caves from time to time. And this silent reading day is for International Day of the Book. I think today was chosen because it's the death date. I keep thinking it's the birth date, and it is quite possibly the birth date of William Shakespeare, but nobody knows exactly. But it was his death date, and it was also Cervantes' death date too. I'm not planning on being my death date, but it's a good commemorative date, and I do like having my birthday on World Book Day. And it's St. George's Day too, even though that gives me food for thought, because St. George is slaying the dragon and I was born in the year of the dragon, and I usually feel as if I identify more with the dragon than St. George. Monday is quite an odd day for a birthday. Not much is open this evening, not that I planned to do anything. But also because I'm going to Qigong, I felt as if I couldn't really organise anything social after that. So, a quietish birthday, but with kind of nice, gentle things within it. They can be strange, birthdays can be strange. Just how do you celebrate them? Do you tell people about them, or do you not tell people about them? It was lovely this morning because I know in birthdays past I've sort of woken up and wished myself a happy birthday, and it's felt a bit absurd, I think is the word, and slightly depressing. But today my sister called on Facebook. We don't usually call each other that way round. Usually we talk on my evening and her morning. But she called me on FaceTime and had created this beautiful little tableau for me, a birthday tableau, with a candle that we both blew out. I think she blew with more effect than I did, but we were completely synchronized. So it felt as if I was really beginning the day with a birthday, and the sun was rising outside as I was talking to her. God, it's so beautifully still. So beautifully still. One of the other nice things about getting older is that you can draw things out. You know, I might do something nice today and something nice, I don't know. Well, Saturday was a bit of a treat with the workshop at Qigong, and I've been invited out to dinner on Saturday, or lunch rather. It's going to be a lovely, slow unfolding beginning to my next year. It has been so windy here, in the last few weeks or so. It's the stillness is almost unbelievable. You almost want to hold your breath. Even the birds seem to be holding their breaths. I'm sorry, I'm not speaking. I'm just really enjoying this silence. I hope that you can enjoy a little bit of silence with me as I walk. It's nice to be sharing this day with you. I'm nearly at the point where it flattens out a bit. It's funny being in my 60s. It was such a relief not to be in my 50s when I turned 60. I didn't really like the numbers, and it felt like a very in-between sort of decade. And when I turned 60, it felt as if I'd sort of arrived in a more solid place. But now that I'm kind of midway through, what I'm being reminded of is the years, the dates that my age represents, in that it's kind of the swinging 60s, and so I'm remembering my teenhood. Dog sniffing going around. I'm just up at the lookout. And
he's already gone, yeah.
Morning. I just paused it there because there was a man with a very tiny, tiny dog. He was huge, with tats, you know, on his legs and arms and neck. And they were coming over to say hello. I'm trying to work out what to take to this reading party. I just bought a biography of the London Fog. I might have mentioned that yesterday. I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself. I'm so not used to having done a podcast on a Sunday. I'm not sure if it feels quite right to be reading about the London Fog on this exquisite April day. Morning. The other book that's next to my, on my sort of little reading pile of recent books is In Siberia, which again, there's a theme around these books, I think. They're really the kind of books that I should be reading in the midsummer when I'm longing for colder climate, though perhaps not the London Fog. I'm not sure what to read. The library's next door to where the silent reading is happening, so I could just go along and do something random, but I feel as if I want to read something that may have been on my list for a long time, but for one reason or another it doesn't quite fit in with the times that I read, like the bath, or just before going to bed. They're my two main reading times, and there are some books I just really want to read and make notes on, either because the writing is really beautiful, or the plot line suggests something, or there are really interesting thoughts in them. And I tend to lie in bed and read them until I get to a point like that, a point that I want to note down, and then I put them back, and then I pick them up when I'm next in bed and realise that I haven't written it down. But I don't really want to be writing stuff down before I go to sleep. So there's a bit of a fault in my system, isn't there? I think I'm just going to do the lower loop today, I think. And I might, on the way to the reading party, just do a detour around here again. Morning. I hope that you're having a lovely day today. That you're either really engaged with the thing that is most important to you, reading, dreaming, writing, painting, making, thinking about, and or that you're doing something that is completely restorative, like just being quiet in what's around you, enjoying the day or the night with its smells and sounds and that stillness. I'm going to stop this broadcast, this podcast now, and thank you very, very much for being part of my birthday morning. Thank you very, very much for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.